Chapter 12. Nori felt like a hummingbird, all flutter. She was so excited, telling everyone she knew about the big shrink. "Our small protest is going to be capital B big," she told Bax on Tuesday during lunch. Bax regarded her dourly.
"Count me out," he said.
"What?" Nori said. "Why?"
"When I get stressed, I flux into a rock."
"Duh."
"Well, if I'm small and I get stressed, I might flux into a pebble."
Nori saw it in her mind. Bax as a pebble, kicked down Dunwiddle's halls. She hated to admit it, but that did sound dangerous. Nori knew Bax couldn't turn back into a boy without help from Nurse Riley. If he became a pebble, he could skid into a crack and be lost forever. Andres turned Nori down too. He was afraid that if he turned tiny and somehow floated into the air, he'd disappear as easily as a dust mote or a puff of cat hair.
"It's a cool idea, and it does sound fun, and I'll help out if you need me to, but as regular size me, not tiny me."
"Fine," Nori said. "I get it."
"I'm sorry to let you down, but I'm sure you'll get tons of other kids to say yes,"
Andres said. Nori tried not to feel disheartened. She continued flitting from fifth grader to fifth grader, though with slightly less hummingbird energy than before. Some kids said no, some said maybe. Lots of kids scratched their heads and looked skeptical. But Nori told herself that those kids could end up being yeses. At least Elliot, Pepper, Sebastian, Willa, and Marigold were locked in. If they each recruited 10 more people, that would be a lot of protesters.
"Tomorrow morning, 15 minutes before school starts, by the invisible water fountain," she said over and over. "Be there and help us show the administration they shouldn't ban dregs. It's not fair for them to dictate what we play with in our free time."
When Wednesday finally arrived, Nori stood anxiously by the fountain. She held a sign she'd made over her head that read, "The Big Shrink." Elliot had a clipboard for writing down the names of the kids who came. That way Marigold could make sure to big up everyone she'd made small. They waited. And waited.
"Good morning, wonkos," said Lacey Clench, strolling up with Zinnia.
What? There was no way Lacey Clench was joining their protest.
Was there?
Lacey was easily Nori's least favorite person at Dunwiddle. Still, Nori lifted her chin and said,
"Thanks for coming. We'll give the others another minute to get here, and then we'll start."
Lacey cleared her throat.
"I'm only here to give moral support. Zinnia told me what you guys are doing, and I do agree that banning dregs is stupid. My dad took me to Brilliant Ned's last night, and I bought 4 dreg assortment packs. Each pack has 10 dregs in it, which means I now have 40 dregs."
"Gee, thanks for the math lesson," Nori said.
"Actually, 40 new dregs plus the 2 I already had makes 42 dregs."
"Whoop-de-doo."
"I am all about dregs," Lacey pronounced. "Obviously." She turned to Marigold. "But don't shrink me. Been there, done that. Don't want to experience it again."
"She can grow you back this time, though," Willa told Lacey. "You wouldn't have to go back to the hospital."
Lacey pursed her lips. "There is no way I'm going through that again, thank you very much."
She rolled her hand in the air.
"But please, proceed."
Clyde jogged up, flushed and out of breath.
"Sorry I'm late, but I'm here now," he glanced around. "Is this all of us?"
"Oh, no," Nori said. "I'm expecting 30 more people at least." "Just because you're expecting them doesn't mean they'll magically appear," Lacey noted.
Marigold tapped Nori's arm.
"I think Lacey might be right," she said. "It's 10 minutes after we said we'd meet, so this might be all of us. And we better start if we want to do this thing before the bell rings."
"But we need lots of people to shrink in order to make a good protest," Nori wailed.
"Layla did a small protest at her school," said Marigold, "and it ended up working. Other people saw her protesting, and they joined in."
Nori sighed and looked on the bright side. Marigold was right. It could still be awesome.
"Okay, then. Is everyone ready?" Is this gonna hurt? Zinnia asked.
They all turned to Lacey.
It didn't hurt, she admitted. It was just super annoying. How tiny will we be?
Zinnia pressed.
3 inches tall, said Marigold, about the size of a gerbil on its hind legs.
What if we get lost?
If you get separated from the group or you need help, come wait here by the invisible water fountain. We have Lacey, Andres, and Bax looking out for us.
Okay, said Zinnia. I'm in. They all agreed. Marigold locked eyes with Nori.
I'm ready. You good to go?
Nori puffed up, pleased that Marigold recognized her as the group's leader.
For sure, she said, grinning. Let the big shrink begin.